Hey, yo, check this out, right? I want to let you know something. It's never too late. You're never too far gone. What I mean by that is this. Hey, even the worst of the worst is able to be forgiven. Still have an opportunity to make things right, to be great, to follow their destiny, to get to where they want to truly be.
Welcome to another episode of Perspective Podcast. I'm your host, Taylor May, and I got a special guest with me here today. Got a special guest. And he's been here with me before. I really love it when he comes on and does this podcast with me. I think it's great for you all to hear his perspective of things. Want to introduce to you my son, Malik. What's up, Leek?
Yo, what's up?
It's been a while, man.
Yeah, it has.
Man, I got to beg this dude to jump on and do an episode with me. So to get him here tonight, it's like pulling teeth. But hopefully, you know, he'll jump on a little bit more with me to give his perspective on things and all of that. So without further ado, let's jump right in. I want to ask you all, how you doing today? How you feeling? You feeling good? If not, best believe tomorrow will be a better day than today. And then the day after that will even be better. So if it's not going exactly how you planned it on, it will get better. I promise you that. Let me ask you all a question, right? This is for you as well, Malik. I want to ask you all a question. Before you answer, though, I want you to really, really sit back and take a moment to think about it before you answer, all right? The first question is, do you think that you are doing your part? That's the first question. That's the first question. And the second is, let me find it again. And the second question is, if it all ended today, if it was all said and done today, like right now, would you have done your part? Those two questions right there. All right. Now, listen, now I understand that question is super broad, right? Like, my part, what's my part? Okay, so I understand the question is super broad. But what makes it even more broad is, what is my part? My part can look different than your part. Are we talking about the part when it comes to my, you know, relationship or when it comes to work or whatever the case may be? So again, we got to ask ourselves, what does my part even encompass? Does it encompass being a good person? Again, does it encompass being a good parent, a son, a daughter, a friend, or what? What is our part that I'm talking about? This broad question. I think it goes a little bit deeper. Your part, my part, our part is our God-given purpose, our purpose here on earth. That's the part I'm talking about, you know, because again, that am I doing my part? So broad. I want to boil it down. Your God-given purpose or your purpose. Are you doing your part? That's the question, you know, and let's go to the first portion of that question to start off. Are we doing our part? Like, as of today, do I feel like I'm doing what I'm supposed to do? Or you?
I feel like I could do more than what I'm doing now. Or I could put more effort into it and what I'm supposed to do than I am now.
Okay. That's a good answer. But see, so this is the thing, though. Again, that question is so broad, though. Because, and even thinking about it, my part at this level in my life may look different than my part at your age in life. So, you know, I think that when we know our purpose and we understand that's what I'm supposed to be doing for, you know, my legacy, for the community, for whatever it is, I think that it looks different at 24 and then when you get to 40. Yeah. So don't, you know, when you all are answering this question or when you thinking about this question, don't get discouraged and think that, you know, it's so overwhelming because your part right now may look different than the part that you may have 2 years from now. So if you're in school or in transition and you feel like that, I am doing my part, I'm leading by example, I'm doing exactly what God is telling me to do, my purpose, you know, then you're doing your part. It may just be being a good steward over what he's blessed you with. That's your part right now. Could be.
Yeah.
So that's, you know, I know that question is super broad, but, you know, I boiled it back down to like your purpose on earth type deal. Are you doing your part? And again, I don't want anybody to get discouraged or you, Malik, when I ask that question, because it's so broad that you'd be like, oh, man, I'm not fully doing my part. But you may be on a way to actually doing specifically what you're supposed to do. But right now you're in that transition piece and you're being obedient. That means you're doing your part in that moment. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So I know that's a very broad question. You know, as far as am I doing my part? And again, I think that ultimately I see it as my part being my purpose in life, but also there is little extensions of that, right? So, and what I mean by that is this. My overall purpose, meaning my part, is this. Say, I don't know, encouraging folks. But I still have to do my part being a good person, being a good Christian, being a, you know, a good dad or whatever the case may be. See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But the overall part is the purpose that I've been put here on earth to do, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
So let me ask you this. Let's go to part two of that. And this is the part right here that I think that when we start talking about legacy, like not only our purpose of being here, but what are we going to leave behind when we leave earth? And are we preparing ourselves for that moment? Meaning, if I left here today and I was able to take a moment and say, I did my part on earth, I did everything I was supposed to do, I got to ask myself that on a day-to-day basis. And the reason why I'm asking this, I want you all to start really thinking about, are you truly, truly exercising your purpose? Are you truly, truly working towards your overall, you know, goals that's driven by your purpose and things of that nature? Are you truly, you know, working on what matters for generations down the line to come, opposed to just living in the now and not truly serving your ultimate purpose and it tying it to not doing your part? Does that make sense? I think I lost him. In a nutshell, it's like this, right? You got a purpose. Yes. That when you exercise your purpose, you're doing your part, right? Because that purpose is going to be your God-given purpose. Everybody's here to do something specific or something that they are supposed to do, right?
Yeah.
That's doing your part, right?
Yeah.
If it's going forth teaching the word, whether if it's singing, whether if it's just being, you know, a great listener, or whether it's being whatever it is, right? When you are exercising your purpose, you're doing your part. Now, there's other extensions to that, right? Because, again, you want to be a good son, a good dad, a good brother, a good cousin, a good whatever the case may be, and that's still doing your part. Doing it, you know, in the way that it promotes or pushes or is tied to your overall purpose, right?
Yeah.
Because, again, the purpose is, you know, our God-given purpose, our what we're supposed to do on earth. Delusion?
No. So basically, I guess how I see it, or I don't know if it's the same, if I'm even on topic of what you're talking about, but it's like basically how is by what you said, basically doing the right thing, which is whatever God has planned for you, and spreading God's word and stuff. So how I see it is, if, like you said, yeah, being a good person to a good friend, good father. And like for me, because I'm younger, obviously, I think it starts just with myself and getting myself the knowledge and then spreading it to my friends. And then when that comes and I get older and a girlfriend comes into play, and then a wife and then the kids, and spreading it that way and doing it like that. Start. I don't know if that makes any sense, but
it does. I think that what you're talking about, because like I said, it's like a, you know, doing your part in my mind, and what I'm talking about here is like ultimately living within your purpose, you know. So that is the foundation of it. But while doing your part, or your purpose may be to be a husband to two kids. I mean, be a husband and then have two kids. So now you have to do your part when it comes to them too. You know, so I just asked that question because a lot of times I don't think that we're not pushing ourselves to actually, you know, activate our purpose and ultimately do our part in this thing called life, called, you know, being a good, you know, a man or a woman, or being a good Christian or whatever religion you practice. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And we have to. We definitely have to, in order to, I believe, in order to fully fulfilled life, right? To truly have a fulfilled life, you have to exercise that God-given purpose. And when you do so, you're doing your part. If we're not doing our part and we're just, because this is the thing, you know when you are or aren't doing your purpose, or you know when you are or aren't living in your purpose. Yeah. You know when you are or aren't doing your part, and you know when you are or aren't living in your purpose.
Yeah.
So, you know, this is just to encourage folks to really kind of think about it. Are we doing our part? Ask yourself, am I doing my part? You know, and then ask yourself, well, what is my part? You know, okay, what is my purpose? Find those things out so you can truly live in them, exercise them, and then get that fulfillment that you need. In addition to, in the ultimate grand scheme of thing, you live in God's given purpose for your life. You understand?
Yeah.
So didn't mean to go too deep on that one, but I just want you all to really kind of think about, you know, am I living in my purpose? And what do I need to do to get there? Because I want everybody to truly, truly live in their purpose and truly have that fulfillment of life when it's all said and done. I think that we would be a better community. I think that we'd be a better of a Christ. I think that we'll be in a better situation if we did. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Anything else that you want to add to, man?
Just like with this topic, or just in general?
Just in general.
All I could really say is, if you don't feel like you know your part yet, just to keep going. I know one big thing that I always started doing probably since like last year is always asked God to guide me and bring me down the path he has for me, even if it's something that I don't want, because I know at the end of the day, it's going to be happiness and peace at the end. And at the end of the day, peace is what I need. So
peace is what we all need, for real, right?
Yeah.
Well, if that's all you got, man, I just wanted to tap in, you know, with you all, and then, you know, kind of tap dance, or not tap dance, but throw this topic around a little bit. again, I just want you to start thinking about this. This is the stuff that make you think about, okay, what am I doing? How am I doing it? Can I do it better? Whatever the case may be. You know, I'm not saying, you know, I don't know what's right or what's wrong for you, but I just want to get you all thinking. So, again, I greatly appreciate you all tapping in with me, Taylor Made, and then my son Malik. You know what I'm saying? He came and jumped on with me today and talk about this topic of, you know, are you doing your part and what do we got to do to get there? But until next time, I greatly appreciate you. God bless you, and I'm out.